And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's. And as we usually do at the end of the show, we try to do some community announcements. And this is like most weekends here in Sauk Prairie. There's a lot of living going on, folks. So we always go to saukprairie.com and look at the events calendar. And I'm just, you know, flabbergasted as usual by the amount of stuff going on. Starting with tomorrow, Woodshed Ale House has got another one of their great live performances going on with the, what is this, the Gilt or the Geet? Geet Fiddlers?
Maybe it's Gilt Fiddlers.
I don't know if they misspelled that or Geet Fiddlers. It could be Geet. Could be on a country thing. Geet. You Geet out of here. You know, you Geet Fiddlers. At the Woodshed Ale House from 7 until p.m., they're doing a special performance, and I don't see a lot about music, but it looks like, I would guess country, wouldn't you guess? Maybe country rock there.
Two guys in two acoustic guitars.
One's got a very long kind of, what would that be, a Duck Dynasty kind of beard there going on. So that,
ZZ Top.
ZZ beard. Top, there you go. He's going to flip his guitar at any moment, I can just tell. So, and then, of course, this weekend is a huge weekend with Fire on the River. Fire on the River has two events going on this year, both on Friday and Saturday. Friday night, there's a Battle of the Bands going on. That'll start about 5 o'clock. And then after the Battle of the Bands, Cherry Pie will be taking the stage. And of course, Riviera Bowl and a number of other restaurants are going to have some food down there. So we're doing the Battle of the Bands and the Battle of the Restaurants. So come on down and eat lots and listen to the music. And then you can vote. There'll be a U.S. Cellular text messaging you can go to and vote on your favorites of those things. There's also our friends over at the River Arts Inc. organization and River Arts on Water are having another one of their workshops, Crafts and Drafts. Lindsay was on the show a couple weeks ago, and she's talking about how they're trying to do these a whole series of crafts and drafts kinds of things. So, yeah, artistically oriented crafts things, and this one is mini palette coasters. So they're making from 7 until 9 p.m. on June 30th. If you've ever noticed how palettes are the go-to material for that special do-it-yourself project, here's your chance to jump on that trend. And there's a really cute picture there of the little palettes that you're making that will turn into coasters for your drinks and add a little flair to that cocktail party you're going to have while you watch the Fire on the River, right?
Someone ate a lot of popsicle sticks to donate to that cause.
It looked to me that looked like they stained it too. It's like, wow, that's some serious palette work there. So then, of course, we're again on Friday or Saturday is Fire on the River. That'll be a big day with a bunch of different music starting at about 1 o'clock. Music goes on throughout the afternoon. Chris Picard's Dance Company will be there doing it. All of her kids will be doing some great stuff. Thirsty Jones is coming. Those people might have seen them back in June. They were part of the June Tunes group in the, right across the street from us. But a great country western band. And then Retrospects will be filling out the night with a couple of sets of great music. Plus, the winner of the Battle of the Bands will get to open for that headliner too. So, and then, of course, we'll have the Color Guard coming in and doing their our wonderful presentation of the national anthem, as well as the American flag, and the area VFW group has been great in supporting that and being a part of that. And of course, fireworks after that. So I want everybody that's listening to the show right now to start praying against the rain that the weather people are forecasting for Friday, because we need dryness right now. I'm sorry, farmers, if you're liking the rain just for a couple of days, could we please have some dryness? Okay, so pray for that. And then also there's the Sauk County Adopt-a-Thon. I always have to point that out, because dogs and cats that need great homes, this is an opportunity to get over to Sauk Prairie, the small animal hospital, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. They will have pets available. That if you're looking for, I don't know, they say money can't buy love, but I think in this case, money can buy love, because we've always rescued pets in that way.
A small amount of money.
It is. It's a small amount of money for a lifetime worth of friendship. And then Merrimack fireworks are going also on July 2nd. Of course, with the wonderful 4th of July coming up, it's time for the Whitman 4th of July chicken barbecue, which you can't tell that I favor that event at all, can you? So, but that, of course, goes on starting at 10:30 until 3 p.m. Black Hawk and Denser United Methodist Churches will be sponsoring the area 4th of July parade and celebration. And of course, there are chicken barbecues available. That alone, when you walk into Whitman or come into Whitman on the morning of that, it's like, oh yeah, I'm staying here for the rest of the day. So barbecue, ice cream, pie. Oh yeah, the pie. All the ladies that bring pie in there. It's just like, yes, homemade. America is a great place to live, because there's all these homemade pies. So feel free to take part of that on the 4th of July celebration. celebrate the Independence Day of our wonderful country and have some great pie and some great chicken. My guests this morning have been Jeffrey Bull and Camilla Jackson. Great to see you again, Jeff, yes. And to meet you, Camilla. Nice.
And while you have your calendars out, circle August 4th as your
What's
Relay
going on
for
on
life.
August 4th? Is there something?
Relay for Life.
Oh, and why circle should you want to go to that event? What's going to make that special?
We think it's going to be special for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. Not only is there going to be a lot of things for all varieties of people, but once again, we just want to bring to light the strong survivor community we have in our community and bring the survivors from Baraboo and Reedsburg over as well to be honored and to share in fellowship and to enjoy our speaker, who we are really excited to have, Kerry Olson, acclaimed author and just all-around phenomenal human being who I had the pleasure of working with on the Sauk County Millennial Task Force. And Kerry has been extremely involved in the multiple communities through UW Extension, through just the county government. Kerry's held all kinds of positions, and I just cannot wait to hear her speak about her own journey for her 15 minutes.
Yeah, she's got a great testimony of what she learned about herself, about the disease, about the process. I mean, it's just, I'm sure that'll be a really powerful time. What time is she speaking?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, okay.
Opening ceremony.
Okay, excellent. So, and of course, lots of other activities, stuff for the kids,
food. Bounce house, yep.
Yeah, I mean, just fun, as well as just a time to celebrate the lives of people affected by this disease.
And you may have the opportunity to hit me in the face with a pie if you bid enough money, just like last year.
Oh.
So we can float that out
I bid
there.
Last year. I got outbid. I was bummed.
That's worth at least $1,000 right there.
It was a couple hundred last year.
If it tells you anything, my former employers were both bidding against each other, so that's a little scary.
Opportunity to finally get him with a pie.
Right.
I'm not passing up on that puppy. So, well, thank you both for joining us this morning. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Us.
Oh, my pleasure. And we'll make sure that we hit, I'll make sure you're part of this community announcement too as we get closer to August 4th.
Thank you.
Not a problem. So our guests have been Jeffrey Bull and Camilla Jackson with American Cancer Society and Relay for Life. Get on that website, do a search on Google for just Sauk Prairie Relay for Life. Donate, be a member of a team. There's so many different ways to be involved in it. It doesn't
start
have
your
to
own.
Be. Yeah, just
it's
have,
free.
Be a leader.
Exactly. How many things that are this great of an opportunity?
Resume builder.
Right, there you go. Volunteer. My daughter would attest to that.
There you go.
She was just applying for a job and they wanted to see volunteer experience.
You bet.
That's what sets people
off. I'll sign off on it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So thank you both again for joining us. This has been Mornings at McFarland's here on WRPQ Radio, 99.7 FM. Keep with us now, too. Remember the Deerlith chapter of the week being read by David Schweitzer will be on following directly after this broadcast. So we hope you've been enjoying that, a new program that WRPQ has been offering for our community and celebrating one of our great authors from the area as well. So thanks for joining us, folks. We'll see you on July 5th, the day after 4th of July. Get out there and just have a cracking good time or popping good time or an explosion great time. But stay safe too, okay, folks? We'll see you next week. Bye now.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMars Plumbing.